Good morning. It is the second day of No Kelvin, also known as November 25th. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the Guy R. Cook Report. Kelvin, get well soon. We'll see you back on Monday. And today, the Guy R. Cook Report Friday wrap-up is going to take a bit of a departure from the norm, what you're used to seeing. I've got the link set up, and let's get to it. In the show notes, of course, we're going to start here with the Friday wrap-up show notes. The first one that we're going to talk about is the show that we did on Tuesday. So we simply go to the Guy R. Cook Report Online Services blog, and we click the homepage, and we click on number 2 down here. And that takes us back to the Tuesday show notes. SEO Tips Tuesday was basically, we revisited the information that was made available back in May 10th about how important local search is to your efforts as opposed to being able to be found in every search engine everywhere that speaks the English language. Maybe your area of services will come into play. And on that note, you want to go in and visit this link that I've got right there in the show notes. And that'll take you chapter and verse through all the things we discussed about local SEO. Local SEO is where it's at, particularly if you have a brick and mortar. Say you have a tire store. You don't care if people from Detroit drive clear to Seattle to get snow tires. They're not going to do it. And you're not going to have any kind of a future in SEO if you try to make search work for everywhere. But if you want to be what I refer to sometimes as the lion in the jungle, like Edinburgh Dusters in Edinburgh, Scotland, they're not concerned with having a search engine results in London so much as they are in Edinburgh, because that's their primary service area. But I'm sure that with this new truck that Fraser would drive on down to London if you offered him the right amount of money. So let's go back and see what we talked about on the show on Wednesday. We'll go back to the homepage, like so, and then we go to Wednesday. What's on our mind Wednesday? If you know or are a healthcare professional, take a look at that show or give it a listen. The show was about the golden hour, about trauma centers. It was presented to me in an email. It's about 7.5 minutes long. It's an excellent program. It talks about the last time that America updated the standards for ambulances was 1966. There, have you got your attention? Good. So give that a listen for the Wednesday show notes. Simply go to the Guy R. Cook Online Services blog, like so. Go back to the homepage, and there you have it. Yesterday, we looked at B2B Thursday and the articles related to how many of the people in the industry are converting their site to where it's a responsive website instead of the old standard of, well, this is the site that works on your phone and this is the site that works on your desktop. Well, by making them responsive, they're all going to be the same look pretty much, with certain exceptions. Some videos might not work on the phone and so forth. But anyway, give that a go. And then we went on down into it with the types of content segmentation that are used by B2B marketers. And that's a report that was put out by eMarketer in July of 2016. As newest I've got. Then we went to MikeMyPersona.com. Now the marketing persona that you'll use is, I guess you'd say it's the fictional made up person that manages your marketing and what the areas of responsibility that person, which you fictionalize, has made up and has done. Now you'll see a whole bunch of questions, and these are copies of the questions that are put forth for from the website MakeMyPersona.com, which is owned by HubSpot, which for some reason unknown to me, I can't get it to work. But if you can, more power to you. And there's the question, so you can give that a go. These are hypothetical answers that I put in, of course. And Godspeed to you. Hope those work. Thanks to everyone that joined us in chat today. As always, if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, what does that look like? Well, let's just bring it up in the browser and have that go. It'll bring up a page that looks like this, right? That's our feed and also our archive of all the episodes. We've got, as you can see there on the right, 215 episodes. They've been downloaded a total of 1,610 times. So we must be doing something right. And invite you to give that a listen. I thank you for joining us today. Follow us on the Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And those links are going to be right down here in the show notes. If you go down here to where it says follow the Geyer Cook Report on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You'll see the familiar blue bird emblem there. And there's also a sign-up form for the email newsletter, a way to get to the Fire Talk link. And again, this, unlike this one, says thanks for listening to 1124. Today's 1125. That's a oops, but I'll fix it. Thanks, everyone, for being here today. Kelvin, we'll see you Monday. And as I say at the end of every show, it's a wrap.